ओम शांति। ऑल आर हैप्पी इन मधुबन, वेरी हैप्पी, हैप्पी विद कोल्ड आल्सो, नॉट सो मच कोल्ड टुडे। कोल्ड मेक्स आवर माइंड कूल, कोल्ड कैन मेक आवर माइंड कूल। ओके, सो वी मस्ट वेलकम कोल्ड। सो टॉपिक इज वेरी वेरी प्रैक्टिकल। बाबा हैज गिवन अस होमवर्क फॉर 2 months। डू यू रिमेम्बर? आर यू डूइंग? Are you doing? 2 things, I am self-sovereign and no waste thought for 2 months. Can it be done? So Baba has given a challenge, those who do this homework, Baba will give them award. So would you win that award? Would you win? You are thinking only. Would you get that award? And very important thing is, very, very important, that Baba has blessed these 2 months. And more important is that he himself will cooperate with those who make good efforts during these 2 months. So it's the best opportunity for us to attract Baba's attention, to pull Baba's attention, and to experience his cooperation every day. Reward in the form of cooperation. His cooperation and his blessing are the best reward for us. Right? Nothing is like this. So we must be determined in our mind that we have to do this. On any cost, we have to do this. Although, to become free from waste thought is not so easy, but we will make it easy. We have to make it easy. We cannot say it's hard. We will do it. We will achieve it. So, first of all, I will share something about self-sovereign. How to practice it, how to enjoy it, how to get benefit of this. Self-sovereign means king. Simple language, I am the king, I am the master. So first of all, visualize yourself a sparkling soul here. Very glowing soul, a sparkling soul. And just create your mind and intellect as 2 babies standing in front of you. Talk to your mind, baby. Oh, my mind, you had been very naughty so far, now became stable. You have to enjoy elevated thoughts all the time. Don't run here and there. Reject all waste thoughts. You are the embodiment of pure and elevated souls. So this is your food. Get this food again and again. Be satisfied and happy. Talk to your mind baby like this. This side is standing your intellect as a baby. Talk to your intellect. Intellect is our third eye of wisdom. So talk to your intellect. Oh my intellect, you had collected so many waste things, rubbish. You have stored rubbish. You have become dustbin. Therefore, you have become unstable. Now, cleanse yourself. Become divine. And thus you will become stable. You will enjoy everything. Stability is your reality. From today, talk to your intellect. That from today onward, don't allow any rubbish within you. You have to accept only pure and good things for you. Talk this way to your mind and intellect. Once only, every day. Any time, morning, evening, class time, before class, after Murli class. I share my experience to you. I learned this technique just few months before. One problem has become with me too, that after listening to the Murli, I used to forget all points. So I had to read Murli again. It was not good for me. My intellect was so good that once I read Murli, I could remember whole Murli easily. So just 6 months before, I talked to my intellect this way before listening to the Murli. Oh my intellect, you are divine intellect. You are the intellect of a yogi. So now, you are going to listen Murli, receive everything, imbibe everything, remember everything. And from that day, for the first time, I could remember many points. And it started this way. Now I can remember many things from Murli. So this is the way to become the king of self. And every day, give this thought to your mind, oh my mind, I am your master. You have to follow me. You have to obey me. I am your king. You cannot go anywhere without my permission. So every day, once, give this feeling to yourself and give this feeling to the mind. I am the master of this mind. I am the master of intellect. So gradually and gradually, mind will accept that I am his master. And we will also come in this position, in this self-respect, that I am the master of mind. One very powerful point Baba has given in this season In the first Murali with double foreigners, he was saying, you have got the controlling power and ruling power of your mind. So just now, accept this truth. Talk to yourself. I have got the controlling power of my mind. I am the controller of my mind. Remote control is here in my hand. It will give you very good experience. We can use remote control. So remote control of mind is in my hand. I can control my mind. So forget this thought, avoid this thought that I cannot control my mind. I can control my mind because I am Master Almighty. Baba has given me this power. I can control, I will control my mind. Give such thoughts to yourself and you will find very good result. Lalit. So now let us practice for 3 minutes this way. Visualize yourself a sparkling soul in forehead. You must see the self very clearly. It is me. I am self-sovereign. I am the king of this body. I am the master of this body. I have entered this body. I am the master of my mind and intellect. Now talk to your mind. Oh my mind, I am your master. I order you, be silent. Be stable. Create elevated thoughts. O my intellect, you are divine intellect. Shivaba has given you divinity, purity. Now, cleanse yourself. Be stable. You have to enjoy Baba's meeting all the time. Again, come to the soul. I am the king, sitting on the throne of forehead. Om Shanti. Same thing. We can use for our sense organs. That I am the master of my eyes, I am the master of my ear, I am the master of my mouth, I am the master of my tongue. If I don't want to eat a certain thing, I will not eat. If I don't want to listen waste thing, I will not listen like this. So in order to become free from waste thoughts, first important condition is don't listen waste, don't see the waste. Two things. When we listen waste thing, then it affects our mind and there are many waste thoughts come up in our mind. We have to avoid it. Now I will discuss in front of you on the basis of my experience what I did in my life and what I do now in my life in order to avoid waste thoughts. Some practice, spiritual practices are here, which naturally makes us free from waste. You know, completely you know one fact, that we have the store of 63 births within our brain too, in soul and in brain. Whatever is recorded in soul, that is also recorded into the brain. Psychologists say, conscious mind, subconscious mind, and unconscious mind. And they believe that in unconscious mind, there is a big store of many past things, mostly negative things. But we know positive thing also. They believe that from subconscious mind, always bad energy is coming to our mind. It is affecting to our mind. This is the reason of waste thought. This bad effect of past 2500 years, it comes to our mind, affect our mind, and we unnecessarily create waste thought. Many times you can see there is no reason, but a man is not happy. Many times there is no reason, but a person is depressed. Nowadays, in entire world, psychiatric problems are increasing day by day. Do you see this? Everywhere. In India too now. India was very much free. People were very happy. But from last 10-15 years, problem of the mind, weakness of the mind, puzzled mind, depressed mind, unhappiness in the mind, these things are increasing day by day. Case of depression are going to psychiatric doctors every day. Otherwise in India, it was the story, here was hardly one or two psychiatric doctors in a big city, and hardly 3 to 5 cases used to go to him. But now there is a big queue. Reason is that the effect of past sins is coming to their mind now, in the brain, creating many negative things into the brain. So, one important thing I would say, Baba's children are Mahavir, most powerful. So none of you must become sensitive. not weak, very strong, very powerful, ready to face everything. We have given challenge to Maya, so we are not weak. A weak person cannot challenge Maya. Maya, so powerful, who ruled over the world since last 2500 years, most powerful. And we have given challenge to such Maya, so we are not weak. Accept it. We are most powerful souls in the world. Is it right? All are powerful. Just accept it and you will become powerful. Nothing to do. Because Baba has given us many powers. And inside they are sleeping. In dormant form they are. If we remember, I am most powerful, I am Master Almighty, they will become active. So powers are here with us. We have to make them active. So just create this thought, I am Master Almighty, most powerful soul, and you will remain free from many ways thoughts. So 5-6 practices are here which makes us free. One is self-respect. Second is bodilessness. Third is to see others as soul. Soul drashti. Fourth one, to enjoy Amrit Vela. It makes us free from many wasting. Fifth, to enjoy Murli, not to listen Murli. I am saying to enjoy Murli. And to study Murlis. Specifically, avyakt murlis, to study them. These are the things which slow down the speed of thoughts. By these all things, we create powerful thoughts, positive thoughts, thoughts of happiness, thoughts of intoxication, most elevated thoughts. They give us some homework, some food for churning. And once we churn, we are free from many wasting. So the effect of good thoughts will remove the effect of waste thoughts. Effect of the powerful thoughts will remove the effect of weak thoughts. So we have to develop these all practices. We are yogi souls. We should continue with yoga practices. Now, very practical thing, we have to find out some points. What are the regions of waste thoughts and which point of knowledge will destroy them? So at least 10, 12, 15 points we can have with us, and the method of using the powerful points of knowledge. So just as I give you one example, then you can speak. Fear causes waste thought. Fear. Fear of failure. Fear of attachment. Insecure feeling. Fear of bodiless souls. fear of loneliness, fear of the future, what will happen, fear of death. So these are different causes of waste thoughts. Second, any kind of impurity causes waste thought. Now I will ask from you, what is the reason of waste thought? No, okay. Now next. Desires and expectations, right. Vices, worries. If someone misbehaves, one speaks you very harsh word, bitter word, hurt your heart, then waste thought starts. Other reasons? Here are many things. Rejection, jealous, revengeful attitude. Yes, if someone rejecting us. Attachment. Past, effect of the past. If something had happened in the past, that comes again and again in our mind. It disturbs us. Anger. I-ness, mine, I and my. Body conscious, all vices, ego, attachment, greed, all five vices, these things cause waste thought. So we have to use the knowledge of drama. At least, here can be 10 points of drama we can use in order to become free from waste thought. So just churn about drama and use different points of drama in order to become free from the fear. Two practices, bodilessness. When we are bodiless, then there is no fear of death. And Master Almighty. You can see, we can understand, here are some hidden fears also with everyone. Hidden. We don't know. But we have fear. Just as one person came to me, as soon as I see the snake, I have so much fear. Oh, snake. Even in TV, if there is snake in TV, I will be scared. Snake is here. Reason? In past birth, sometime snake bite him and he died. So there is the fear from snake. One person came to me that as soon as I see the water, I get scared. Reason? He went to swim to float in the water and died there. One person came to me, that fire caused fear in my mind always, fire. As soon as I see fire, fear. Reason? That in past birth, fire gave lot of trouble to that person. He might have died because of burning in fire. So these are the cause of hidden fear. What should we do? In order to get rid of such fear, one very good, interesting practice, give good vibrations to all these things. If you have fear from snake, if you have fear from dog, if you have fear from cat, give vibrations to these animals and they will become your friend. Give vibrations to these elements and they will become your friend forever. It's our yoga practice. Effect of the past. When we see others, when we see some seniors, when we see when Avyakta Baba comes, that every time same seniors are going to Baba, they don't give chance to us, so there are many waste thoughts in our mind. Many lose their happiness, many lose their enthusiasm when Baba comes. They say, many, even Indian, they say that when Baba was giving Murli, till the end of Murli they enjoyed everything. And as soon as some souls went on the stage, they got upset. That's why they are going again and again. Why they are not giving chance to newcomers? So they lost everything. Many waste thoughts started in their mind. We should avoid such thoughts. We have enjoyed Baba. We have seen God sitting in front of us. He has sustained us. He has given lot of love. It is their role. Okay, let them play. So we must have some good thoughts of knowledge in our mind. If there is the effect of past, which point of knowledge will be helpful? Past effect. Many used to remember their past. Visions of past keep coming in front of them. Full stop. No, how? Three dots. So which point you will use of drama? That it has been past. It will repeat again after 5,000 years. Not before that. So why to remember it? In order to repeat a scene, it will take 5,000 years. So why to repeat it now? Why to remember it now? Why to open it again and again? Close it. So close that chapter. In drama, one scene takes place only once. Not again and again. One scene once in drama. So whatever has been passed, it will not repeat. So forget it. Many ask one question. If someone of you ask, you can find out the answer. One mother came to me just today at 9 o'clock. She told me, when she came in Gyan, one of her young child died. 20 years old child died. So in his village, there was lot of negative things that this mother left her bhakti, she went to Om Shanti, therefore her son died. Probably started to speak this way. Then after 3 years, her husband died. Then there was like a riot in the village. Oh, this mother is not good, she is very bad, her husband has been also died. So she came to me and she was asking, is here any intense effort in that I can change the scene that in next kalpa it should not happen? She is talking about next kalpa. So I asked her, do you know that this drama will repeat identically again and again? She said, yes, I know, but here must be some yukti. We have to forget it. It will not repeat before 5,000 years. So why not to enjoy this big duration? To forget past. One another very good dharana for us. This is very good dharana point. Just realize it. Here are many things in everyone's life to whom we cannot change. Here are few things in everyone's life on which we don't have any right upon them. Accept them. Do accept them. And be light and happy. Suppose someone died. Death. Death is such a reality that even God cannot change it. Even God cannot bring any change at the time of death or the region of death. No one can change it. Do accept it. Check yourself deeply. See your entire life. Here are few things which cannot be changed. They will take place. They had to happen. Accept them. So whatever has been past, it cannot be changed. There is no power in this entire world which will change them. So accept them and enjoy your present. Enjoy your present. This is my personal point. I always think I have to enjoy Baba now. There are many things in this world. Why to go in those all things? There is the ocean of waste thoughts in this world. Ocean. Unlimited waste thoughts. Day and night. Years and years. A person will keep thinking, 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 and no result. So why not to enjoy the present? At present, God is here in front of us. Why not to enjoy that? This is such an opportunity which will not come again in the kalpa. Now, we are most fortunate that we have got such beautiful opportunity. Enjoy it. Second thing I keep always in my mind, very strong thought I keep in my mind, things will happen, problems will take place, people will misbehave with you, people will insult you, they will create unnecessary problems to you, but one thing is in my hand, others are not in my hand, they are free to do anything, but one thing is here in my hand, not to get upset. Not to disturb myself, not to lose my happiness and enthusiasm, not to disturb my yoga. This is in my hand. So I made myself strong for last 10 years. Let anything happen. I will not disturb my stage. I will keep stability in my mind, and it helped me a lot. Is it right? Possible? It is possible. Just have a strong thought. Things will be coming. We are living in a big family. It's our big family. Different sanskaras of different souls are here. It is not so that all will appreciate me. It is not so that all will respect me. It is not so that all will encourage me. They will discourage me. They will be jealous to me. They will disregard me. They will speak many things against me. But I have to be stable. I have not to disturb my state, because there is the most value of my great stage. Great stage, elevated stage, is most valuable stage. Nothing is like that. I learned from Baba's Murli, this drama is continually going on. There is a speed in this drama always. It is running always. So one thing is coming and going. Second thing is coming, passing away. Third thing is coming, going. Why to hold them? I learnt it from Baba. Baba was saying, let them go, they are going. Let them go. They will finish automatically. Don't react after everything, on everything. This way we have to train ourselves. Things will become easy. Things are easy. One another very good practice I am having nowadays, I would share in front of you, and I would say, you all imbibe that thing just right from now. And the thing is, I learned this thing from Baba's Murli. I tell you first of all that point. Baba was saying, you always say that whatever will happen, it will be good. Then one powerful thing Baba mentioned, that if some bad thing is going to happen, it will also turn good. If you say everything will become good, so bad thing will change into good. I was thinking, why? 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 We are great souls. We are worship-worthy souls. We are pure souls. Our thoughts will be materialized. Our thoughts will become true. So from that day, I can say from last 2 years, I am having this thought, everything will be good for me. Everything will be good to me. And I am seeing the same result. If I see sometimes something is happening, something bad, something negative, I don't lose my faith. No, things will become okay, good, positive. And they become positive. So our thoughts create our future. Note down, please note down. Our thoughts create our future. Our future is in our own hands. So create the thoughts, what you want in future. and see very good result. This way you can cool down your mind. This very deep point you should keep in your mind, that our every thought has got creative energy. Each thought creates everything. Negative thoughts create negative energy. So if we create negative thought, we create problems for our own self. We build a wall in front of our own self. We create barriers in front of ourselves. Just understand it deeply. Our thoughts, vibrations are going continually to the nature. They are going to the nature. When they mix up with the nature, there is some reaction in the nature, and nature provides same thing to us in the return. So whatever we send to the nature, nature will return same thing to us. Make it double. To make it double, 5 times, 100 times. So I used to teach many mothers in India, those who are poor. I teach them, why you are poor? Because you think again and again, I am poor. So vibrations are going to the nature and nature is giving you poverty. So always think, I am most wealthy, I am most happy, I am most successful, I am most fortunate. So you will get the same thing. If you don't have job, don't create this thought again and again, oh, I don't have job, I am unemployed, I don't have job, my time is not good. No. I will get very good job very soon. I am going to get very good job. Lot of money is coming to me. So it will come to you. Keep your door open. Don't close. If you say, I am poor, I don't have money, Baba, I am your poor child, means you closed your door. Don't say this way. So your each and every thought has got creative energy. Keep it always in your mind. We are creating our fortune. Our fortune, our future is here in our own hands. Once, many years before, Baba has spoken this way, thought's energy is the fortune's energy. I did not understand at that time what does it mean. Energy of thought is the energy of fortune. Now I know. Our own thoughts create our fortune. Our own thoughts will create our tomorrow. Don't think about the fortune of golden age. Fortune of tomorrow. So you can note down, you can make a board in and put in your hand, our positive thoughts will make our bright future. Our elevated thoughts will create our bright future. So this way, you will get energy not to have waste thoughts. Whenever there are waste thoughts in your mind, keep in your mind, waste thoughts are creating negative energy around me. this negative energy is going to my whole body, to my whole brain, to the nature. So it's very harmful. One very good thing is coming in my mind. In our body, there is more than 75% of water in our body. So our each thought affects that body, that water. If we have negative thoughts, waste thought in our mind, it means we are sending negative energy to entire water, and it will cause illness in the body. We will become unhealthy. Therefore, it has been mentioned, one who is happy will remain ever healthy. Two things are very great, happiness and love. Happiness and love. These are the arts of living. If we have love with all souls and happiness in the mind, we can achieve everything in this world. Nothing is difficult for us. So this way, use knowledge and become free from waste thoughts. I would speak some points of Dharma. I have spoken 2-3 points. One word Baba use always, you have to become detached observer. Sakshi, detached and observer. In Hindi, Sakshi. And very good example Baba gives, I keep always it in my mind. As I sit in subtle world, Baba says, as I sit in subtle world and see down this world, Dharma, being detached observer. Just I keep looking what every soul is doing. No reaction in my mind. No effect of anything in my mind. So just as I observe this drama from up above, you too see this drama being detached observer. All souls are playing their part. How beautiful is this drama? Think this way. All are playing their fixed part, so no one can be blamed. Think on this. We cannot lay blame on anyone, someone, nothing. All are playing their fixed role. They are bound to play their role. Is it right? No one can be blamed. Very good thing. Whatever is going on in this drama, that is accurate, perfect and true. Every scene of this drama is perfect, accurate and true. Think this way. Keep thinking this way about this drama. In this drama, everyone is playing one's own part. Why should I think about them? They are playing their part. So let me enjoy my part. Let me enjoy others' part. Think this way about this drama. This world drama, every scene of this world drama is beneficial. Think this way. So your mind will remain silent. Otherwise, questions will be arising in the mind. why it is happening this way, why that senior is doing this way, why that person is doing this. This why, sign of why, is not simple. It's like this, why? So it causes pain inside. So become free from why, how, when. Whatever is happening in this world drama, do enjoy that. This is called detached observer. And this way, we can become free from waste thoughts. So have a strong thought in your mind that I have to enjoy my life, Brahmin life. I have to enjoy Baba's company. No waste thought. I would say one thing, important thing. When someone insults us, when someone speaks harsh word to us, then there are many waste thoughts in our mind. At that time, one nature will help you very much. And nature is easy nature. Easy nature. Whatever is going on, okay, be light. Be light. So when we are light, others will also become light. It's secrecy. When we are light, our problems will become light. When we are light, our illness will also become light. Okay. So lightness, easiness, will keep you free from many waste thoughts. Be easy. If someone defames you, if someone insults you, don't take it very seriously. Just smile and finish. One smile can end many negative things. Someone spoke some bad thing to you, smile and go ahead. Things finished. If you take everything seriously, then there are many waste thoughts in the mind, lightly. Another important thing I would like to share to you, when there are problems in our life, problems, health problem, family problem, sanskaraj problem, government's problem, job problem, many problems are here. Just keep in your mind, if problems are there, solution is also here. There is no problem in the world which cannot be solved through spiritual power. We have got spiritual power. Use that. One very good thing I would say, a problem is not so big as it looks like. See a problem being knowledgeable soul. Be knowledgeful, then see the problem. You will find problem is not as big as you see it. It's simple. Problem is not higher than me. Problem is not more powerful than me. I can solve all problem with my spiritual power. Talk to yourself this way. I have got the solution of all problems. Think this way. This problem is very weak. I am more powerful than this problem. Give such thought to yourself and you will find problems will go down, you will become powerful. Now at the last I would remind you one very powerful thing of Babaji Murali. Those who practice Master Almighty, Baba says, those who remember that they are Master Almighty, problems and obstacles cannot come to them. So become the Master. In these two points, I am a great soul, I am Master Almighty. And you can solve many problems of self, of others. I am getting very good experience nowadays of solving the problems of many people, many Brahmins, just with the power of these two thoughts. I am a great soul, I am Master Almighty. Use your powers. Always I used to say, if someone has the problem of depression and sleeplessness, insomnia, he or she must write, before going to the bed at night, start writing, I am a great soul, I am a great soul. Write 108 times, depression and sleep problem will end. Just as it's a very good news of 1 month before, I went somewhere near Delhi for a yoga bhatti. One girl came to me, 20 years old girl. She went to study in medical science, came back home because of depression. She got depressed. I taught her this practice. She was not in Gyan actually. I gave her little Gyan that you are the child of God, therefore you are a great soul. She accepted. And just write down every night, I am a great soul, 108 times. Yesterday, her phone came to me, she is well now. So without any medicine, without any problem, just in 21 days, she got healthy. Many problems have been solved with the power of Master Almighty self-respect. One example, one sister gave me phone just 1 month before that she is a government teacher but not getting salary from 18 months. You can understand, big problem. She is working, but from last 18 months she did not get salary. What to do? So I suggested her to practice for 21 days that I am Master Almighty. Every day 108 times. And you will see good result. She practiced for 3 days and fourth day she got me ring that she got 9 months salary. Easily, simply, without any problem. So we have got these two powerful thoughts with us. Accept them. I am a great soul, I am Master Almighty. Do you like these two thoughts? They will solve many problems of your life, will make you free from waste thoughts. So I hope the degree of waste thought will become less, 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 and then zero. When it becomes zero, then we are perfect. We will become perfect. And one day will come when we all will become perfect. Because many souls in this world are waiting for angels. You have to fulfill their desires. many souls in Christian religion and in Muslim religion are waiting for angels. That angels will come soon, will protect us, will make us free from sorrow, will make us peaceful, will give us security. They are waiting for you. And you are waiting for? For whom? For nothing. Why we have to become angel? Okay, Om Shanti. All have to become angel. So you all are king. Now sit on your throne for 3 minutes. I am the king. King of this body, king of all sense organs, king of mind and intellect. And just from Baba, rays of might are coming down to me. Feel that a powerful fountain of his vibrations are coming down to me for 3 minutes in full concentration. Om Shanti. Thank you very much. How many Russian brothers and sisters are here? Russia? 20. China? From China? Okay. So Russians can sit here, then all rest can go for lunch. Yes, please. So about yoga, you can note down. First practice, to visualize the self here. And to give a thought that I have entered this body. This body is separate from me. Start from this. Secondly, I am self-sovereign soul. I am the king. Sitting on the throne. Same practice as we discussed. I am the master of this mind, intellect, my body. Then, for good experience of yoga, visualize yourself as an angel. This will be called a spiritual drill. I am an angel. Soul is sitting in the body of light. And from my body, colorful rays are spreading out. Then I left this body, angel left the body, and I, angel, going up to the subtle world. I reached in subtle world. There is Bap Dada, a divine angel in front of me. See him. And feel that he is giving drashti, and he put his hand on my head. Enjoy this. Thank you. Then I left this angelic body there, became soul, and went to soul world. And there is Almighty Shiva Baba. I am just visualizing him. For some time. You can do it for half a minute, for 1 minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. This is volcanic yoga. Just Shiva Baba, nothing else. Then I came down in the body. So again I am in the forehead. Now invoke Shiva Baba. Ask him, Shiva Baba, please come down and see that Almighty Baba is coming down. He is coming down, coming down, coming down. Came over my head, hair, became canopy. So Baba is here, I am here. As Baba mentioned, I am Shakti, he is Shiv. Both combined. Sit under this canopy. Then next practice, Shiva Baba on another name, Gyan Surya. You know this? So Gyan Surya is here in front of my eyes. Not in soul world, here. And his colorful rays are coming to me. Very good concentration. This is also volcanic yoga. You can repeat it then. Again, go up, come down. Then, you should do 3 practices of giving sakas. One is, I am sitting on the globe. I am an angel sitting on the globe. Visualize Shiva Baba in soul world. And feel that his energy, his might is coming down to me, rays of might. Then from me they are spreading out, going to entire world. Second method. I am an angel and I am in the sky. I am an angel of purity. I have to give sakas to entire nature. Then Baba's rays of purity are coming to me. From me, these pure vibrations are going to air, sky and fire, three elements. Air, sky and fire. Then, from there, see globe in front of you. From my forehead, powerful vibrations are going to the globe. Then from there, see the ocean, blue water, unlimited water. And from me, pure vibrations are going to the water. Then, one very interesting practice. In front of me, in the sky, 9 stars are standing in God's form, deity form. And from my forehead, give drashti to each one. From my forehead, vibrations are going to each star. So we will purify all 9 stars this way. Third method of giving sakas to the world, very simple. You are sitting here, create a vision that there is globe in front of me. I am Master Almighty. Baba's rays of might are coming to me. And then from me, they are going to globe. 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. These 3 methods of giving sakas. Do you practice 5 forms? 5 form? It's very good practice. Brahmin, angel and deity. Think I am Brahmin here. This side is my angelic form. This side is my future deity form. I am soul. I left this body, entered the angel form, then I left angelic form, entered deity form. Then I left deity form, came back in Brahmin form. Make it a game. In 1 minute, 1 game. You will enjoy it very much. One very good practice, every day, you must invoke Bap Dada in your home, in your office, or wherever you live, 5 times. Just invite Shiv Baba, Baba, O my Supreme Friend, please come down. Then visualize that Shiv Baba started to come down, entered Brahma Baba's body, both came down in front of me. Feel that Bap Dada is here in front of me, 5 times a day. It will become very powerful feeling. When you cook your food, you should practice, I am supremely pure soul. Many times, 100 times, it will purify your food and will change many things in your family life. One another method, go to subtle world and give hearty thanks to Baba, at least in 5 minutes. Not like this, oh Baba, thank you very much, not like this. Baba, you gave me this, many, many thanks. Oh my beloved Baba, you gave me this, many, many thanks. Oh my Baba, you enlightened my heart. Thanks again and again to you. Oh my sweet Baba, you gave me true knowledge. Many, many thanks to you. Oh my Baba, you gave me powers and blessings. Many, many thanks to you. Oh my Baba, you have become the boatman of my lifeboat. You will take it across this ocean of vices. Many, many thanks to you. This way, you gave me lot of happiness. You gave me great fortune. Many, many thanks to you. This way, you should end your day this way. Okay, these are different methods of yoga. Okay? Nine stars, I don't know the name, but they affect entire world. 9 stars. In astrology, they are most important. They say sometime bad effect of certain star on our life. It's the subject of astrology. But if we give them vibrations, they will become always helpful with us. No, there is different thing. I don't know much about them. One is the star of peace, one is the star of love, one is the star of cooperation. Like this, they are 9. Drama is a game. Actually, accept it that this world is like a game, we are playing in this. So sometimes we will get victory, sometimes we will get defeat. We have to enjoy both. We have to learn from defeat. We should not become an egoistic of victory. No ego of victory. This way this world is going on like a game. Do enjoy it. Think this way. So it will become a game for you. Yes. Baba. To Baba? Oh, for actually in the morning, we must come in this feeling that I am a great soul. Then emerge that person in front of you and talk to him like this, that, O soul, if I made any mistake against you, please forgive me. It will work. No. Here itself. This is the thing of vibrations only. Okay? That's all. Thank you. Shiva Baba. In subtle world? Both. Brahma Baba and Shiva Baba. Two souls. Two. We can see two or we can see Shiva Baba only. No problem. Okay, Om Shanti.